afternoon. Welcome to Tuesday's Commute Podcast, a quick review of what's generating buzz in Savannah today and what you'll find on the opinion pages of the Savannah Morning News and SavannahNow.com tomorrow. I'm Adam Van Brummer, a.k.a. at Savannah of Opinion on Twitter, and I'm also the producer of the Commute Microblog. Each morning, I give you a few insights to ponder on your ride to work and to talk about around the water cooler or the coffee pot. Read those at SavannahNow/opinion, SavannahNow.com/opinion, and follow me on Twitter at SavannahOpinion. This afternoon's topic is Georgia State. We talk so much about Georgia, Georgia Tech, Georgia Southern, all those higher-profile schools around here, but rarely do we mention the state's largest school by enrollment, unless their football team is playing the Eagles, of course. It is Georgia State, not one of the higher-profile destination schools, that is turning heads nationally. Just last week, with its commencement, Georgia State completed a five-year run in which it has awarded more bachelor's degrees to African-American students than any other nonprofit college or university in the country. Enrollment demand and rising entrance requirements at Georgia and Georgia Tech have made it tougher for students from inner-city schools to get into those schools, so it's encouraging to see that Georgia State has found a way to serve more of the state's deserving kids. And for those who would turn up their noses at a Georgia State degree, you know who you are out there, Bulldogs, Yellow Jackets. Consider this. The median income for a Georgia State grad at age 34 is $82,200 a year. Now for a sponsor read. Well, this is only day two of the Commute Podcast. So today we are sponsored by the Savannah Morning News and SavannahNow.com. If you'd like to advertise on this podcast, contact Chris Corey at 912-236-9511 or chris.corey@savannahnow.com. It's Chris, chris.corey, corey, savannahnow.com. As for tomorrow's op-ed section, both in print and online, you'll find opinions from syndicated columnist E.J. Dionne, who ponders a post-Trump America, as well as from our favorite college professor John Turris on the winners and losers among the everyman in the decision to abandon the Iran nuclear deal. Wednesday's letter to the editor includes a scathing condemnation of local attorney Will Claiborne from the former Chatham County District Attorney Spencer Lawton. Claiborne, of course, represents the family of the murder suspect Ricky Boyd, shot and killed by police in February. Lawton calls Claiborne an embarrassment to the legal profession in his letter. Read that one and more tomorrow. Tomorrow's editorial focuses on Savannah's tourism future. Here's how the piece starts. Savannah's tourism tipping point is a mysterious and oft-debated locale these days. The historic district is only so big, observers say. The flood of trolleys, horse-drawn carriages, and cars bearing non-local license plates will eventually choke the streets. The supply of hotel rooms and restaurant tabletops will eventually outpace demand. Savannah is on the verge of too much of a good thing, and the fall will be painful. They are all wrong. Read more later tonight and tomorrow in the Savannah Morning News and SavannahNow.com. Thanks for joining me on the commute.